that Aunt Tappy never hears. No, I can only hope that, well, if Aunt Tappy hears. Anyways, never mind. Oh, my God. We got to go. Folks, listen. Oh, you know what? Valentine's Day. Hey, listen, maybe you're like me and you ain't hooked up with nobody. And there's no, like, you know, and you're perfectly fine. And you go about your business and you're not lonely. No, you might be alone, but you're not lonely. Anyways, all I'm saying is on Valentine's Day, treat yourself. Get a rose. When you go home, grab a rose on Valentine's Day. Go home and have a meal that's a little, you know, more substantive than your usual peanut butter crackers, and put a candle on the table, light it, and put your little rose there, and you know what? It'd be kinder. It's nice. Valentine's, you can express love in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. Send a card to your sweet mammo. Send a card to Big Fatty for Valentine's. Anyways, you know what? Expressing love is a lovely thing. And just because you do not have a partner in love, you can still express love. Send a card to a friend. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Send a card to Big Fatty for Valentine's.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4697 of the BFO for Monday, the 9th of February, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend. Big Fatty, it was a busy one. It was indeed. Yes, Big Fatty. VD week, and y'all, that was Alex Alvera playing a little Love American Style for us to kick VD week off. Y'all, VD is on Saturday this year, so it'll be, needless to say, it'll be just crazy. It'll be crazy all this weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, excuse me, and y'all, I'll have some special artwork throughout the week, y'all. Some of it, some of it compliments of the new number one fan of the BFO. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. So y'all check out the artwork throughout the week. I think you'll probably figure out who did what. Yes, Big Fatty. It's just it's either elementary or professional. Yes, it's professional for the number one fan. Yes. So, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. And, y'all, I had mentioned that I was going to the theater with Alex Aver to see Sense and Sensibility. Performed at the historic Dock Street Theater, and y'all, several of his former students were performing, and y'all, it was a very good play. There was an incident, I tell you. Nowadays, you know how the old people are. They don't like the reimagining of different things and all. And you know, it was we'll refer to it as sort of a Bridgerton cast. And this old man in the middle of the first half, he stands up and stomps out, and he was approached by one of the ushers, who is Vader's friend, Dr. Joe. You've heard him, yes, Big Fatty, moving kind of slow. And so Dr. Joe was showing him which way to go to leave the theater. And y'all, he pushed him out of the way and went out the door he wanted to go out of. And y'all, everybody was like, ooh. But it didn't stop the progress of the show. But y'all, it was really, really well done. And and then I got to meet some of his students afterwards. And it was just a nice evening. But now, y'all, I'll tell you what, my Apple Clock did not give me a good sleep score for Thursday night, cause y'all, I didn't get into the chamber till about 11 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, it's just crazy. Y'all, other thing that I did, y'all, you know, I mentioned that I bought that, boiled peanuts, kit. And so y'all, I got them cooking in the crocker pot, and y'all, they had to cook like for 12 hours on high. And you know, my crocker pot only goes up to 4 hours, and you have to turn them about every 2 hours. And I didn't do that either. But anyway, they cooked all Thursday afternoon, and I left them on Thursday night and got up for right morning. And y'all had to put more water in there because, you know, the peanuts absorb the water through the shells and all. And so I just had them cooking all afternoon and everything. And y'all, for right. Y'all, it was a lovely day. I did my nipple walk and did the big circle on for right. And y'all, then 2 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon, in the only time zone the Natters, y'all, it was the live opening ceremonies of the Olympics. Y'all, did you watch the Olympics? Y'all, I love the opening ceremony. Some of it was kind of crazy, and but all in all, it was lots of pageantry and color and excuse me, I was just having a little tea, creativity, and y'all, I think one of my favorite things, y'all, they had these three giant tubes of paint fly in over the stage. I mean, giant. And then the first part was all in black and white, and the dancers and all were dressed where they looked like the statues from Italy and all that kind of stuff. And but then the tubes of paint came out, and then they had scarves come down, so it looked like the paint was pouring out of the tubes, and then everything turned to color. Y'all, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, you know, it's black and white, and then it was all color. And so I got to watch all of that rather than having to watch the replay. Y'all, one thing that I really enjoyed was that there are four different venues at the Olympics, and y'all, rather than all the athletes having to come to the main place for the opening ceremony during the Parade of Nations, they set up different scenarios and scenes that looked very much like what we were seeing in the main venue, and it allowed the athletes to participate. But you know, even though they might be performing the next day, and you know, there wouldn't be any travel time or anything like that. And y'all, I think it was a really good thing, so that it could be more, that everybody could be a little more inclusive in everything. And y'all, the only thing that I was terribly, terribly disappointed in is, you know, the hot man from Tonga, who march in, kind of dressed like the Hawaiian warriors and all that kind of stuff. And y'all are just delicious. Y'all, the Tonga did not have representation this time. And you know, y'all, even at the last Winter Olympics, he came in still dressed with his shirt off and everything, freezing his ass off. But y'all, then I saw when they brought in the Olympic flag, that he was one of the people that were chosen to carry the Olympic flag. But y'all, he had his clothes on, but he was still cute as a button. Cute as a button, I tell you. And y'all, then we had Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, it was the Big Meat Brufkus. And y'all, we had, what did we have? We had country ham, not spelled C-U-N-T, and sausage, and bafran, and scrambled eggs, and hash brown potatoes, and grits, and then the nip. The nip provided everybody. He had gotten a cheesecake at the Costco, so he brought the dessert. And y'all, it was a lovely evening. And then y'all, after they all left, needless to say, when I got up on Saturday, I had gotten an excellent sleep score. But y'all, the other thing, I watched the Olympics a lot on Saturday, because you know, the Italian Mexico, where they are, they're 6 hours ahead of the only time zone that matters. So if you're going to see live events, they're on during the morning and afternoon hours. Y'all, there's the skaters, y'all, I gotta say, during the Parade of Nations, y'all, there's some good looking menses. Yes, Big Fatty, just ask Mrs. La 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 Lauren. It's true. But y'all, the one thing that I have really enjoyed in some of the different events is, y'all, they're using drones indoors and outdoors, you know, like for the speed skating and the luge and the ski jumping and all too. But y'all, the drones drones fly just, you know, right behind the competitors. And y'all, it's an absolute wonderful point of view for all of that. But anyway, so I basically watch the Olympics most of the time on SAT-D. And y'all, then I, what did I do? Oh, I read a little bit more of the book. I think I'll be done with the book club this week. But anyway, got up on Sunday after sleeping like a baby and watched some of the Olympics. Y'all had me some shishimi rice for my brofkas, did my puzzles, read the paper, and y'all did my nipple walking indoors so I could watch the Olympics. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, then I got me a shower. And y'all, then I was off. I was off with the nip and Durwood. And y'all, we were off to the Best of Broadway. Y'all, we had tickets to go see the Chicago's. And y'all, Alex Levin was there. And Dr. Joe, who had the altercation on Thursday night, he was there, and Alex Lefebvre's one of his former students, y'all, she was filling in for the role of Velma. Oh yes, Big Fatty from Scooby Doo. No, not that Velma. But she was playing that part, and y'all, she just did a great job. And there was another professor of hers that was there, and several of you know, former students that I guess maybe had been in the school with her. And y'all, it was just a lovely afternoon. Y'all, we came back here to the villa afterwards and did a few little tweaks to the upcoming vacay to the Lost Wages. But y'all, I think that pretty much has, oh no, and y'all getting ready to sit down. I'm recording this right before the Superb Owl begins. So y'all, I'll be finishing this up, and then I'll be getting ready to prepare for the halftime where we'll choose the number one, number two, and number three fans of the BFO for 2026. So y'all, I think now, by the way, in the Chicago's, I don't think there was a straight male in the whole thing. And y'all, these dancers, needless to say, they could probably be on the heated rivalry based on their big fatty. You mean based on their butthole? Well, not their buttholes, but they were dancing cheek to cheek. Big fatty vulgar. Dear Gussie, y'all, a programming note, you get seven shows. Oh, dear Gussie, you get seven shows this week. You get the number one fan show on Superb Owl Sunday, regular five shows, and then the Ruination recap on Saturday, which is VD. And y'all, it's VD week, so we'll be playing VD themed music all week long. Y'all, another programming note. Weeknights this week and next week, they are playing 10 different classic episodes of The Survivor to Papaya as the 50th season starts up later at the end of the month. And so check that out. Yes, Big Fatty, and something other than the Olympics is true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot. And Stinkpot, any advice for the listeners?
Send a card to Big Fatty for Valentine's.
Oh, that is so kind of you to send folks to the Amazon wish list. Big Fatty, they said,
come. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.